are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. How you doing out there? All right. So apparently we already have the forecast for the 2012 Atlantic hurricane season. They say that they are expecting to see a drop due to a cooling of waters and the potential development of El Nino conditions. Colorado State University forecast team predicted 10 storms during the season from June 1 to November 30th. They say four of the storms are expected to achieve hurricane strength, and two of those are expected to be major hurricanes with sustained winds of 111 miles. Now, okay, I don't believe them because they said the last 2 years it was going to be a very, very heavy hurricane season. True, we had Irene, and we had a couple others that I can't come to mind right now because I have the new list of names here, and there's just too many names. We've got Alberto and everybody else. But it was still a lighter season the last 2 years when they said it was going to be a heavy season, which means, people, if they're saying this is a light hurricane season, I'd be preparing now. Right? I would be boarding up the walls and the glass now. They say we have witnessed cooling of the tropical Atlantic during this winter, and there is a fairly high likelihood that an El Nino event will develop this summer. He said El Nino, which involves El Nino, ground the little one. El Nino, which involves a warming in tropical Pacific Ocean waters, is associated with a stronger vertical shear across the tropical Atlantic, creating conditions less conducive for storm formation. Do you guys get all that? I don't. I watch. You know how I watch the hurricanes? I used to be able to do this. I don't know if you can do it now. Weather.com, you get to watch in motion. And so before they even name these things tropical storms, I'll see it come off the coast of Africa. And I'll start to see the red, and I'll start to see a little bit of a turn because you could watch the time-lapse loop. And I'm like, that's going to be a hurricane. And then nobody says anything in the news for another couple days. I'm like, but if I could see it, and I'm a layman, right? I mean, I went to medical school, but we know nothing about hurricanes, most of us. Doesn't anybody else figure it out? All right, so what are going to be the names? Well, I guess they're using the same list in the 2006 season. So Alberto, Beryl, Chris, Debbie, Ernesto, Florence, Gordon, Helene, Isaac, Joyce, Dr. Dahlia, Kirk, Leslie, Hurricane Kirk, Michael, Nadine, Oscar, Hurricane Oscar. That sounds like a rough one because Oscar the Grouch. That's what they should do. They should probably name hurricanes, you know, like Hurricane Elmo. Oh, I think they did have a Hurricane Elmo once. You know, name it something that is so soft and cuddly. You know, Irene, Hurricane Irene. Irene sounds like an ex-wife. You knew that was going to be a doozy. You know, Katrina. Katrina sounds like like your older sister that wants to whoop your butt. They got to do something. They have to pick real nice, like Hurricane Vigo. Yeah. He could roll one. Okay. So Hurricane Vigo would be a nice one. Hurricane Obama. Oh, damn. Hurricane Barack. No. Trying to think of what would be kind of nice. Hurricane Cookie Monster. Hurricane Snoopy. Hurricane Snoopy would be nice. Hurricane Blue's Clues. Right? Hurricane Dora. Hurricane Barney. I think they should do that. I mean, if you really want to send easy vibes to this whole Hurricane El Nino, La Nina, whatever the heck they're doing out there in the Atlantic, I would, just rename them. But, I mean, look at this. We're going to have a Hurricane Debbie. Now, every Debbie I knew growing up was mean. In fact, when I waited tables, there was a Debbie. And, I just showered her with kindness and we got along. But, boy, she didn't like me. So I'm already worried right now. Debbie. Beryl, I don't know that much about Beryl. Kirk was always kind of the cute athletic guys, you know, kind of rugged. So I don't know. That could do. Hurricane Patty? Yeah, I'm worried about that one. So I know we're all being told the hurricane season is going to be kind of nice, kind of light. I would say just based on the names, And based on them being, I think, wrong in the past, I would say be prepared. You know, and what good is it to us saying, oh, the hurricane season is going to be light? What good is what we're supposed to prepare less? And we've talked about hurricane preparedness. I'll probably review that right before hurricane season because still it's a little too early. Don't make me work yet, but before I have to. But we'll talk about hurricane preparedness and what to do. But honestly, you guys know more than I. Okay, I live in southern Nevada. We don't get hurricanes, knock on wood. All right, the rest of you guys that live in the areas, you do. And you're a lot more prepared. So you could call into the show and tell us what to do. Go, Dr. Dahlia, quit reading this from, you know, a government website, please. Okay? You know, we don't need to hear from a government website how to prepare. We know how to do it. Let's do it our way. Freeze dry guy, guys. Don't forget about freeze dry guy. Load up your house with that. That stuff is good. It lasts. They're waterproof packages, I think. We have our freeze dry guy ready just in case something happens to southern Nevada. All right, a lot to talk about on today's show. More news coming out on Whitney Houston, the final coroner's report. We're going to talk about that. Also, looks like more fake Avastin. I don't know why. It's coming out of Turkey. No, Turkey wasn't in it. It's a country, Turkey. Taller women more at risk for ovarian cancer. Those of you that took Depo-Provera, especially young women taking the birth control, Depo-Provera, the big progesterone dose of birth control, may be at risk for ovarian cancer. And we'll talk about why I think that could be happening. And, you know, anything else I could come up with, the Force, some interesting news about the Force. Yeah, Titanic 3D. You know, the Titanic 3D movie had to fix the skyline. Apparently the skyline was wrong in the original movie when Rose was lying there. I mean, I don't want to ruin the movie for you, so I'm not going to tell you what happens with the ship. But when Rose was looking up at the skyline was wrong. So they had to fix the skyline. And, yeah, so they had to fix the skyline, make it correct. The Star Wars movies, I don't think they had to fix anything when they went 3D. So I think if you guys watch the Star Wars movies, you'll probably get exactly what you saw back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You're just spending another whopping $10-$12 a ticket. But, you know, I dig the whole Star Wars movie, The Force. Use the Force. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a great show ahead. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Dr. Dahlia Show. We are on the road trying out some of our electronics. We want to still give you a show, even if I can't be in the studio, because we have a lot to talk about. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we're talking about using the Force, right? The Star Wars and all that. Somebody said if you use the Force by imagining your golf putt to be bigger, then they say you could actually make the putt. Now, I don't golf. Do some of you guys golf? Right? Do some of you guys golf? I don't golf. Because, I mean, I could goofy golf pretty well, but that's about it. But they say if you imagine the hole to be bigger than it is, it could raise your accuracy by 10%. They say psychologists say this is the key to boosting your putting skills. Apparently, they did a study out of Purdue University, and they said the people that imagined their hole being big, I mean, the hole of the golf on the golf course, do they call it a putt? I thought the putt is when you put the ball on the little tee. You know? Yeah, you putt the ball. That's how you hit the ball on the, yeah, you hit the ball, and it goes into the hole. All right, so if you imagine a hole, even if you draw circles around it, you think you, I mean, honestly, I need to increase my accuracy big time. Because I really, really stink. And, you know, being a doctor, there's certain things you're supposed to be able to do. Okay, one, you're supposed to be able to balance a checkbook, and that doesn't happen. Right? Two, you're supposed to make money. I don't know how. You're supposed to make money, but I guess, right? I'm supposed to finish my book, right? But you're also supposed to learn how to golf. And learning how to golf is supposed to be something. And, no, they don't teach you how to golf in medical school. No, they don't teach you how to play tennis. They don't teach you how to shop at Neiman Marcus. No, they don't. I'm a Walmart Target girl. Thank you. Okay. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so remember we had those fake drugs, the fake Avastin? Well, apparently there's more fake drugs coming around the bend. These got into America. The FDA alerted healthcare professionals that 120 vials of fake Altuzin, which contained no active ingredient whatsoever that's supposed to be used for cancer treatment, had entered the U.S. from distributors in the U.K. after being purchased from wholesalers in Turkey. They say it's supposed to have the same active ingredient as cancer-fighting Avastin, but it's only sold in Turkey and not approved for use in the U.S. So according to British authorities, 82 of the counterfeit vials were shipped to the U.S. Thank you for that, by the way. By River East Supplies, located in the U.K. and owned by Canadian businessman Tom Houghton. Oh, this guy's going to get fried. Houghton is currently under federal investigation for shipping counterfeit Avastin into the U.S., offering Avastin 2,000 a vial. Whew. Some 400 less than the manufacturer's price. That's not good. Ooh, he's in Barbados. Yeah, he is in Barbados, and he has denied any wrongdoing. Now, I don't know if anybody's gotten hurt. I don't know where we're at with this. But, I always smell things in the doctor's office. I mean, you know, I kind of learn the smells of my medicines, and I learn the look. Because I just don't want something like that. No, I do not smell the stool samples. I'm talking about anything I'm going to, like, inject. Well, you really can't smell through the vial, can you? But I like to inspect everything. You don't just buy a product and then inject it or use it. So I guess here we are with another fake cancer drug. People are sick. Just sick. Okay. Some more news. I guess the final report came out from the Los Angeles County Coroner on Whitney Houston. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are doing an on-the-road broadcast, kind of testing out some new equipment. I hope it sounds nice and sexy. If it doesn't sound nice and sexy, I'm sure you all will tell me because you guys are so good about it. You guys are giving us, you always give us really good feedback. Thank you. So, okay, now we already got the main gist of the coroner report saying that Whitney Houston had effects of arteriosclerotic heart disease and cocaine use, and the drowning was accidental. But we got a little bit more information today. Dr. Drew Pinsky, from Dr. Drew, I used to listen to Dr. Drew all the time, he examined the autopsy report, and he thinks what happened is in the bathtub, because the one thing we don't know what happened is, you know, okay, did she really have a heart attack? You know, was she dizzy? Was she fainted? What? They think she had a seizure. And she had a seizure and she fell face down. The water was extremely hot. She actually burned her face. The water was about 12 inches deep. How could she get into the water with it being that hot? Unless she started the, I don't know, but apparently she did burn her face. They said, there was an empty bottle of Xanax found in the room, but even though Xanax, not enough of that sedative was found in her blood. There were beer bottles all over the place, but alcohol was not detected in her body. So Dr. Drew thought maybe the sudden drop of Xanax, and remember we talked about how you could seize. If the Xanax level drops, how you could seize. We've talked about that. And, because of the withdrawal. He thinks if she didn't have alcohol, she usually did have alcohol in her system, that can make you seize too. So if you take the Xanax drop, the alcohol drop, so the lack of consumption of it, and then cocaine, because she had cocaine in her system, that could be the recipe for the seizure. She's upside down in a bathtub, now could seize, still be breathing while she's seizing, and drown. So, unfortunately, just, I mean, horrible case. They said her arteries were 60% narrowed, so still not enough to induce a heart attack. She had about 0.58 micrograms of cocaine per milliliter of her blood, which is a moderate level. Apparently, she, like I said, you know, there was a small spoon with a white crystal-like substance in the, from what I understand, the room with a rolled-up piece of white paper, white powdery substance found on the bathroom counter. So it's an absolute shame that this happened, but it does give us a little bit more insight, because I know, you know, people were writing me going, wait a second, so if it wasn't a drug overdose, then what the heck happened to her, and can that happen to any of us? Was it heart disease, et cetera? If this was a seizure and it was because of lack of Xanax or lack of alcohol and the withdrawal of that, then that gives us a heck of a lot more information. However, many of you guys, and I know because I already see some emails coming in, many of you have been on Xanax for years, have been on Valium for years, have been on Klonopin for years. I know. Do not stop it abruptly. I keep telling you that. If you want to wean yourself off, it has to be doctor supervised. If you stop any benzodiazepine abruptly, you could seize. Now, with alcohol, when we were in training, we'd have patients come in going through DTs, delirium tremens, where they start to hallucinate, see pink elephants, and there were homeless people that weren't getting their regular supply of alcohol. So if they went a day or two without alcohol, they would start going into withdrawal and then DTs, seizure, and could die. So with those patients, we gave them alcohol. And we would put alcohol. No, I didn't run down to 7-Eleven and grab them a six-pack. No, we would give them IV alcohol. They would be on alcohol drips, you know, and I'd hang out with them, watch the game. You know, like, I'd really rather have, some whiskey. I'm like, no, sorry, don't have that here. All we do is bottles of IV alcohol. Now, you know, we were good medical students. We didn't try to drink the IV alcohol. We really left the supplies alone. You know, you would steal a scrub set every now and then. Like, you'd wear the scrubs home. And then you go, oh, I should have changed. So medical students end up, you know, stockpiling a bunch of scrubs. We would always sneak in for free food, right? If it was your shift, at the time, you got free food. Now they don't do that anymore. You got to pay. But at the time, you got free food. So I would be there every day acting like I was post-call going, oh, I need to get my dinner. Ooh, what a rough shift. Right? And then, you know, some of my friends from school were like, what? This is your day off. What? But you know what? You're poor. You're averaging $1.06 an hour. You're going to try to get free food. So, yeah, we did get free food, and we got some scrubs. But other than that, no, we didn't take the alcohol. There was no need, really. No need. I mean, it's not like you could drink it. You really, believe it or not, medical students don't drink as much as you think, especially when you're working the wards, because you don't have time to drink. Number two is you got to be up. You can't smell of alcohol. Now, let me tell you, though, a quick trick, okay? One of my buddies, he wasn't sure if he was going to be on call that night. And he was kind of older, so it wasn't the dramatic call that you have to have when you handle the ER, the trauma center. It was more being on call, you know, picking up admissions for the doc that was lazy, one of the private docs. So he drank a beer. And so when the doctor called saying, are you on call? Can you go to the hospital and admit this patient for me? He's like, I didn't know I was on call. I had a beer. And I'm looking at him going, oh, my God, you're going to get kicked out of school. And they didn't kick him out. So, you know, because nobody wants you if you're drinking. So him saying he had a beer got him out of call. And, oh, I wish I would have thought that, but I didn't. I wanted people to think I'm a good girl. All right. Okay. Was there a point I was making? And anyway, we're coming up on break. When we come back, we need to talk about this eye issue that you could get with common antibiotics. We've got to talk about the salmonella outbreak with sushi. And those of you on Depo Provera, if you're at risk for breast cancer, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Christian College shooting that happened a few days ago, apparently the student today was charged with murder and attempted murder when he had gone on a rampage a few days ago that actually killed seven people and wounded three others. He was a former nursing student, 43-year-old One Goh, if I'm pronouncing that right, O-N-E-G-O-H. It's important that I pronounce that right because apparently one of his motives was people were making fun of him with his poor English. Oakland's Oikos University was where the shooting happened. He appeared in court today in a red jumpsuit for brief arraignment in which the charges were read to him by the judge. He had gone to the school with a .45 caliber handgun and four fully loaded magazines of ammunition. He admitted to forcing a woman from her office at the school into a classroom at gunpoint, then shooting several people there before taking one of the victim's car keys and fleeing the scene in that person's car. How did he know which car? He had to have known the person. I mean, you ask somebody for a random set of keys, You're going to have to be hunting through the... You can always tell my car. My car is always over the line. I have never been able to stay within the lines, ever. I can't color within the lines. I can't, you know, put in an IV line. Not very good with the lines. He did surrender himself a short time later at the grocery store, several miles away, turning himself into a security guard at the supermarket who called the police. All right, but again, they describe him as a loner. He had anger management issues, and I guess he had said people had made fun of him and the way he spoke because he had a foreign language as his primary language and had a thick accent. You got to be careful, people. You need to be careful. I mean, my dad, very thick accent, and I learned early on that you do not make fun of somebody with an accent. He go, what? Door open. Why you leave? The door was open. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we left the door open. A bad guy could have come in. And my mom's like, no. No, you left the door unlocked. You got to lock the door when we go out, you know, when we go out. Like, oh, I had a heart attack. Why you do these? You don't do these. I'm like, do these? What the hell is a these? Okay, I after my first couple whoopings, I learned you just leave, just try and understand him. Just, with my dad, I mean, we would just try. Sometimes I didn't understand what the heck he was saying. Could not understand what he was saying, but you pretend and you nod your head and you get through. Just get through. I mean, I know some of my patients don't understand what I say, but they pretend. You know, I mean, I speak quickly. I throw a lot of words out there, so I sound pretty intelligent. You know, I throw a lot of, you know, multi-syllabic words, polysyllabic words. I even say polysyllabic just because it makes me sound smart. So when you take your antibiotic, make sure to polysyllabically infuse it with a little bit of water afterwards. Okay, fine. I got the polysyllabalize. That's how you do it. So, but honestly, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so for those of you that like sushi, you know, I was craving sushi in my second pregnancy. Yes, I'm going to talk about my pregnancy. Yeah, second pregnancy, I crave sushi, and my baby, who I gave birth to in that pregnancy, loves fish. The first one, I only liked carbs, and that's all he eats is carbs. So there's something to that. But boy, I was craving sushi, and you're not really supposed to eat raw fish when you're pregnant. Why? Because the kid comes out with googly eyes and he has a smart mouth. And that's exactly what happened. Now, the Centers for Disease Control now has warned the public today about a salmonella outbreak associated with sushi and sashimi. And see, with that, with the lisp, that was good. Salmonella outbreak with sushi and sashimi. I know, I'm good. With the Centers for Disease Control. Okay. And it released to news media that it had not identified the food that sickened at least 90 people and in 19 unidentified states and the District of Columbia. You know, it's funny. I meet people. Sorry. I got to go off on a tangent. Okay. You know, they'll say they're from Washington, D.C. or District of Columbia. But do you kind of get the feeling that people from D.C., you know, that they think they're a little better than us because they don't live in a state? You know, where are you from? Oh, you know, we're in the 48th state. You know, do you live, you know, in the States? Do you live? No, I live in Washington, D.C. Okay? I live in the District of Columbia. Ooh, Colombia? I'm mucho coquina, Colombia. No, not Colombia. District of Columbia. Okay, so you live in America. Yeah, but I live in the District of Columbia. Yeah, like the District. There's a couple fancy malls where I live in this town. Couple fancy malls, and they actually call it the District, right? And so when somebody goes the District, you're like, ooh, fancy. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. By the way, we got Donovan working the dials. He'll answer your calls. I know some of you are trying to call in. Okay, so here we go. So they say that many patients had eaten sushi and sashimi at various locations. The outbreak started at the end of January and appears to be ongoing. The strain of Salmonella Borrelli is a very rare one, so that should help epidemiologists nail down the culprit. Ooh, you want to date somebody that's fun? Date an epidemiologist. Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Okay, proper cooking kills Salmonella and most other foodborne pathogens, but when you eat sushi, it ain't cooked, right? Because it's sushi. Yeah, I love it. It gets expensive, though. You know, I mean, you're going to give me a roll. I mean, I want a meal. If I'm going to spend $10, give me a meal. And all you could eat sushi, that's kind of expensive. So, no. All right, people infected with salmonella, we usually get diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps. Probably within about 12 to 72 hours. You know, some people will actually... It's interesting because people ask me, why would there be such a delay in terms of infection? Well, it all depends on your dose. Do you get a big whopping dose? Do you get a little dose? Do you poop it out pretty quickly? But it could be anywhere from 12 hours to 3 days. Because people are like, well, wait a second. Bacteria takes at least 2 days to grow. What's happening at the 12-hour mark? Well, a variety of things. Remember, you could actually start getting symptoms of, your body doesn't have to react to the quantity of bacteria. Just a little bit of bacteria could already start your body showing symptoms. Okay, can I say any more times? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm having a little trouble with my IM, so Donovan, just let them on the line. Who are we talking to?
Blair.
Yeah, hi. Who am I talking to?
Me.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm 44, and I took the shot for eliminating pregnancy.
Okay.
After I had both of my children. And ever since then, I have had hair loss.
Really?
And I'm no longer on the shots. After the death of Vera, after my second child, I had my tubes tied. And I've never taken a shot since. But I continue to have hair loss.
Now, is it hair just on your head or also your arms and your eyebrows?
No, just my head.
Just on my head. Okay. Is the hair being lost in like patches, like circular patches, or is it just falling out willy-nilly?
No, it's all over.
Okay. So, I mean, it does. It sounds hormonal. Okay, as opposed to more localized. However, you need to get your estrogen checked. You need to get your progesterone checked. I'll get some testosterone, but key is thyroid. All right, something could be a little off. Now, many of us women do lose hair. I had a huge shedding episode a few months back. I talked about it on the show, and nobody gave me any sympathy, but I lost a lot of hair to the point where you couldn't even style it. And then something changed. I guess my life became more stressful than it was, and that's all my body needed. So hair loss could be caused by hormones. It could be caused by stress. The only thing is if it's not stopping, you need a doctor to take a look at it. Okay? Great question. Thank you for calling in. All right, keep calling. Guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I didn't get a chance to talk to the previous caller. I believe her name was Ann from Tennessee. I can't believe she didn't sound 44. She has a real pretty voice. I know my voice, as I age, it starts to get more raspy and older. But I never get a chance to talk about what medications can cause hair loss. A lot of people don't realize that blood pressure medications can cause hair loss. Antibiotics can cause hair loss. Even cholesterol medicine. Here's a quick list. Let me just guys give you a quick list, because I know we got a lot more to talk about on what medicines can cause hair loss. So let's say you take weight loss drugs. That could cause hair loss. Thyroid medications, we kind of knew that, because if your thyroid's off, if your thyroid's up, or if your thyroid's down, you could lose hair. When you take steroids, steroid medications can cause you to lose hair. Those of you that take medicine for Parkinson's disease or restless leg syndrome, that could do it. A lot of people don't realize your anti-inflammatories, like your Motrin, ibuprofen, naproxen, that could cause hair loss. If you guys are taking that medication every day, it could cause hair loss. Mood stabilizers, hormones, high blood pressure medicines like your ACE inhibitors, your beta blockers, your water pills like your diuretics, epilepsy drugs could cause hair loss. Of course, medicines that treat breast cancer and other cancers. Medicines that will suppress your immune system, not only the steroids, but other immunosuppressants that you take so you don't reject, let's say, the kidney. The cholesterol medications we talked about, anti-clotting drugs, birth control pills. You could lose hair on your birth control. Antidepressants can make you lose your hair. Antibiotics can make you lose your hair. Acne medicines can make you lose your hair. A variety, I mean, almost any chemical that you put into your body could cause you to lose your hair, which is why if you do have hair loss, even though the number one cause would be hormonal, unless, of course, you're having male pattern baldness, which is genetic, and we talked about that. Remember the protein buildup and how they may come up with a gel. That's on one of my earlier shows. But you need to talk to your doctor if you're having hair loss, because we need to make sure it's nothing endocrinologically going on in your body, and we need to make sure there's nothing going on medicine-wise, okay? Speaking of medicines causing kooky things, a very common class of antibiotics, the fluoroquinolones. Many of you know Cipro, Levaquin. They found that you could have a slight increased risk of retinal detachment. Now, we talked about retinal detachment, the lining in the back of your eye that helps create your images that come in when the light comes in through the lens. If the retina detaches, you could go blind. This is some serious stuff. People treated by ophthalmologists for the emergency condition were 5 times more likely to be taking drugs such as Cipro and Levaquin than those who didn't have a retinal detachment. Now, they say the medicines can be toxic to connective tissue and cartilage, which is why we cannot give these to children under 18. But we had no idea that this could start messing with the eye. Now, remember, retinal detachment, we talked about signs of this. If you get weird zippy lights and electricity-type lights and flashing lights, the strobe, sometimes you guys get a black and white strobe. That may not be a retinal detachment. That could be a vitreous detachment where you have the gel in the eye. The gel that keeps the eye soft and squishy is vitreous. Sometimes the vitreous will pull on the retina, not cause a full detachment, but pull, and you could get strobe lights. Don't get it checked out. I don't want you going, well, Dr. Dahlia said this could be a vitreous. This is supposed to be a retinal. I don't care. See the eye doctor. Any strobe light, but any type of flashing. We're talking like electricity type flashing, weird lines, weird dots, floaters, etc. Get it checked out. Not all floaters are safe. Now, this group of antibiotics, no lie, is my favorite group. I use this medication for pneumonia. See, Levaquin we used in the hospital IV for pneumonia, and then it came out in pill form. And it is amazing the number of reductions in pneumonia deaths that I've seen with Levaquin. Cipro we use for any testicular issues like that you have, like epididymitis. We use it for many gastrointestinal issues. We use it for bladder infections. And people like it because, you know, if you're allergic to sulfa, you don't react and you don't get a yeast infection. And they do pretty darn good. But if you start having any eye issues, you need to see the eye doctor. And again, mix it up. Don't let your doctor always give you the same medicine. I have some of you frequent flyer patients. And you go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I only want Levaquin. Don't give me any other medicine but Levaquin. And I go, well, why? Do you have an allergy to these other medicines? No, none of the other medicines work. Remember, people mix it up a little bit. You got to mix it up a little bit. Okay, let's go on. Depo-Provera, many of you ladies, and I know mostly men listen to my show, but we're getting a lot more women listening. Come on, where's my girls at? Where's my girls at? But anyway, Depo-Provera is a big progesterone shot that you get every 3 months that is a form of birth control. And it's nice because for those of us that forget to take our birth control pill each day, we have less of a chance to get pregnant because the doctor gives you the shot. All you have to do is remember to get the shot every 3 months. However, it hasn't been our favorite medication because the Depo-Provera suppresses your system such that you could start getting osteoporosis. So we really don't want you on it more than a couple years. Well, now news came out that there is a possible link between the Depo-Provera and increased breast cancer in young women. They say they looked at 1,000 Seattle area women aged 20 to 44 who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And they say your use of the Depo-Provera gave you a 2.2-fold increased risk. Now, again, small study, small risk, but you're like, well, wait a second. If breast cancer is estrogen-based, well, maybe. All right, let's stop for a second here. When do most women get their breast cancer? Menopausal. What goes down in menopause? Estrogen. Yet when you give pharmaceutical estrogen, it could accelerate the breast cancer. Right? I know it's a little confusing. Well, let's go back to girls whose estrogen and hypothalamic pituitary axis seems to be shut down, but quiesced while you're on the big dose of Depo-Provera, which is a progesterone, subduing your estrogen. Maybe estrogen is protective against breast cancer. This may make a heck of a lot of sense. So don't let the government tell you no mammograms till you're 50. Do your breast exams in your 20s. Start getting mammograms in your mid-30s. Don't mess around, okay? Let's move on. Taller women may be a greater risk for ovarian cancer. Researchers looked at data from 47 studies of more than 50,000 women with ovarian cancer, and they found that for every 2 inches in height, it increased your risk of developing ovarian cancer by 7%. Now, they're not telling you what height is good. Okay, remember, short stature in men is linked to heart disease, so you don't want to be too short. But they say for every 2 inches of height, your ovarian cancer risk rises. Now, I was 5'6 until a few years ago, and I shrunk to 5'5.5. I know, I try to act like I'm a 6'2 blonde. Sorry, guys. Sorry, men. I know. I have to fantasize about a 5'5 brunette with a unibrow. But anyway, so like I said, I don't know where the starting height is. They're probably just saying, oh, well, compared to 5'2 person, 5'3, 5'4, 5'6, et cetera, you increase your risk. So what should you do to watch your ovaries? Well, you know, make sure you get your pelvic exams. I don't care that the government says don't get a pap smear, you know, for every 3 to 5 years. You have ovaries that need to be looked at. And if you're at high risk for ovarian cancer because it's in the family, then you should be getting ultrasounded. Your ovaries should be getting ultrasounded. And I know people say, Dr. Dahlia, you're ordering too many tests. You're causing healthcare to rise. That's why we have Obamacare. No, it's not my fault, okay? You know, when you find ovarian cancer in a patient and it's treatable, and not a lot of them are, you say to heck with what the government says, I'm going to be looking for ovarian cancer. But again, that's just me. I don't have to save the government money and get somebody elected. I got to save my patients. That's my number one goal. All right, guys, if you could stay on, please do. Thank you for working with us through our little engineering issues. God bless you guys. And don't forget to call in, even if we're off air, at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.